Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. The Butte continues to intrigue us. This story is about a University of Washington rowing coach, and oh yes, he was also a bona fide homesteader on the South Butte, making his first appearance there in 1912 and adding another 40 acres 2 years later. Harry Stalkup, another homesteader, remembered him as sitting for hours at a time on the bluff above the Columbia River and watching the farmers as they pulled drifting logs ashore with their rowboats. Hiram Conybeare had been a six-day bicycle racer and also a trainer for Charles Comiskey's world champion Chicago White Sox of 1906 before coming to the University of Washington. He came as assistant physical trainer in 1907 with rowing as part of the physical education program, but nobody knew anything about crew. He stepped into the position of crew coach more or less by default. Connie got the job of organizing the sport on proper lines, which he himself had yet to learn. He appropriated a human skeleton from the biology lab, strapped it in a rowing seat, wired its hands to a broom handle, and carefully observed its movements as his student assistants manipulated it to simulate various rowing strokes. It differed conspicuously from rowing strokes long used by Eastern schools. Connie first referred to it as the comfortable stroke, and then as the get there stroke. The crew preferred the Connie stroke. As its results in Conybeare gained national attention, it became the Washington stroke and the Conybeare stroke. Conybeare made the University of Washington rowing crews and himself famous. He was inducted into the Rowing Hall of Fame. Arthur Campbell had turned out for crew when he enrolled in the University of Washington in the fall of 1908, just a year after Conybeare had come to the campus. Art would brag of a compliment Connie once paid him. It went like this. Connie, Arthur, you would be my best oarsman, except for a couple of changes. Art, what changes? Connie, gain 20 pounds and grow 6 inches. Conybeare died just a few years later in 1917 when he climbed too far out on a limb while reaching for a plum in a tree in his backyard and plunged headfirst to the ground. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.